Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Game Theory Mastery, The Definitive Guide to Master Every Decision. Anticipate Others' Moves. And Ensure Success in Work and Life by Strategic Thought Publications is a practical decision-making guide that presents game theory as a tool for everyday strategic judgment, rather than as a purely mathematical discipline. The book belongs to the applied business, self-improvement, and critical thinking category with emphasis on negotiations. Workplace choices, leadership decisions, and interpersonal situations where outcomes depend on more than one person. Its stated purpose is to help readers move from reactive choices to more deliberate analysis by recognizing incentives, predicting likely responses, and selecting strategies that account for competition and cooperation. Based on available descriptions, the book introduces core models such as Nash Equilibrium, zero-sum games, the Prisoner's Dilemma, the Dictator Game, the Volunteer Dilemma, the Centipede Game, and mixed strategies. Its value lies in translating these frameworks into accessible reasoning habits for readers without advanced technical training. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Nash Equilibrium as a framework for choosing under strategic interdependence. A central theme of the book is the use of Nash Equilibrium to understand situations in which each person chooses while considering what others are likely to do. The practical significance of this idea is that good decisions cannot be judged in isolation. A choice that looks attractive on its own may become weak if competitors, colleagues, customers, or negotiating partners respond predictably. By introducing Nash Equilibrium in an applied context, the book encourages readers to ask whether a plan remains stable once all parties act in their own perceived interest. This is especially relevant in pricing, bargaining, workplace positioning, and leadership decisions where unilateral optimism can lead to poor outcomes. The concept also helps distinguish between an ideal result and a realistic result. A reader may prefer full cooperation, but if incentives reward defection, a more durable strategy must account for that pressure. The book appears to use Nash Equilibrium less as a formal proof technique and more as a disciplined way to test assumptions about behavior. Its emphasis is on anticipating reactions, identifying stable patterns, and avoiding strategies that depend on others behaving against their incentives. Secondly, cooperation dilemmas and the conditions that make trust strategically rational. The book gives notable attention to dilemmas in which cooperation may produce better collective results, but individual incentives can push people towards self-protection. The Prisoner's Dilemma is the clearest example, because it shows why two parties may fail to cooperate, even when mutual cooperation would be beneficial. In practical settings, this applies to business partnerships, team projects, negotiations, and repeated relationships where trust and reputation influence future choices. The Volunteer Dilemma adds a different angle by asking who should bear a cost for the benefit of a group. This matters in organizations where everyone may want a problem solved, but each person prefers that someone else take responsibility. The Dictator Game introduces questions of fairness, control, and allocation, showing that decisions are not only about maximum gain but also about perceived legitimacy and social response. By grouping these models around cooperation, the book highlights that strategic success often depends on designing incentives and expectations that make cooperative behavior rational. The lesson is not simply to be trusting or selfish, but to recognize when trust is supported by repeated interaction, accountability, shared benefit, or reputational consequences. Thirdly, zero-sum games and mixed strategies as tools for competitive uncertainty. Another important topic is the distinction between situations where one side gains only when another side loses, and situations where outcomes can be expanded through cooperation. Zero-sum games are useful because they clarify highly competitive environments, such as adversarial bargaining, limited resource contests, or direct market rivalry. In such cases, the book appears to warn readers that cooperative assumptions may be misplaced when incentives are strictly opposed. However, the inclusion of mixed strategies adds nuance. A mixed strategy involves varying actions rather than following a predictable pattern, which can prevent others from easily exploiting repeated behavior. In negotiations or competition, predictability can become a weakness if opponents can forecast concessions, timing, or priorities. The practical value of mixed strategies is not randomness for its own sake, but controlled unpredictability designed to preserve leverage. This concept is especially accessible for readers who want a non-technical way to understand why strategic variation matters. But by pairing zero-sum games with mixed strategies, the book frames competition as a setting where clarity about opponent incentives must be combined with flexibility. It teaches that winning positions often come from limiting exploitable information while still acting with a coherent objective. Fourthly, anticipating others moves through incentives rather than personality guesses. The title emphasizes anticipating others' moves. and the most useful interpretation of that promise is incentive analysis, rather than relying on intuition about personalities. The book encourages readers to examine what each participant wants, what constraints they face, what information they possess, and what consequences follow from each available action. This approach is particularly relevant in negotiations, where people often focus on their own preferred outcome while underestimating the other side. Game theory shifts attention towards strategic mapping, identifying players, payoffs, likely responses, and fallback options. The benefit is a more structured way to prepare before making offers, setting boundaries, or responding to pressure. In workplace and business contexts, this can reduce surprise because behavior that first appears irrational may become understandable once hidden incentives are considered. The book also appears to connect anticipation with proactive decision-making. A proactive reader does not merely react to the latest move, but considers second-order effects, including how one action changes the next decision available to others. This theme differentiates strategic thinking from ordinary planning. It is not enough to choose a goal. One must also consider how pursuing that goal reshapes the strategic environment. Lastly, accessible translation of formal game models into everyday decision habits. A defining feature of the book is its attempt to make game theory usable for readers who may not have mathematical training. The available description suggests that Strategic Thought Publications positions the book as a clarity-oriented guide, emphasizing application over technical formalism. This matters because many classic game theory texts require comfort with equations, formal notation, and abstract proof. By contrast, this book appears to focus on recognizable situations, such as negotiations, personal choices, business decisions, leadership problems, and social trade-offs. The advantage of this approach is practical accessibility readers can learn the logic of strategic interdependence without becoming specialists. The limitation is that simplified treatment may not provide the depth required for academic study, advanced economic modeling, or complex quantitative analysis. Still, for its intended audience, the practical framing can be valuable. It helps convert theoretical models into decision habits. Pause before acting. Identify the relevant players. Assess incentives. Consider whether the situation is cooperative or competitive, and anticipate likely responses. The book stands within a category of applied reasoning guides, but its distinct focus is on using named game theory models as repeatable lenses for improving judgment in everyday strategic situations. In conclusion, game theory mastery is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to strategic reasoning rather than a technical textbook. Professionals, entrepreneurs, managers, negotiators, and lifelong learners may find it useful if they regularly face decisions shaped by other people's choices. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers a vocabulary for analyzing conflict, cooperation, fairness, uncertainty, and timing. Concepts such as Nash equilibrium, the prisoner's dilemma, zero-sum games, the volunteer dilemma, the dictator game, the centipede game, and mixed strategies can help readers slow down impulsive judgment and examine the incentive structure behind a situation. Intellectually, the book can strengthen critical thinking by showing that outcomes often emerge from interaction, not isolated intention. Compared with many books in the decision-making and self-improvement category, it stands out by organizing its advice around recognizable game theory models instead of general productivity principles or broad motivational claims. Compared with academic game theory books, it appears more accessible and application-driven, though less mathematically rigorous. Its strongest positioning is as a bridge text. It introduces formal strategic concepts in language aimed at practical use. Readers seeking advanced proofs or specialized economic analysis should look elsewhere, but readers seeking clearer everyday strategic judgment are the natural audience. If you would like to support Strategic Thought Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.